Welcome to Motherhood in Hollywood, episode 120. My guest today is Jordana Brewster. You know her from the mega popular Fast and the Furious franchise, as well as she's starring on CBS's Lethal Weapon. I remember her from As the World Turns. And you guys, we have such a great conversation about beauty, about motherhood, and I can't wait to share it with you. So here we go.
Come on, Mama.
Grab your popcorn and goobers. It's time for Motherhood in Hollywood with your host, Heather Brooker. This is a crude prude's perspective on being a full-time mom in showbiz. She's not a perfect mom, but she can play one on TV. Hold on to your butts. Here's Heather.
Hey, you guys. I hope you're having a wonderful week so far. I am pumped about this week's podcast because none other than Jordana Brewster is on my show today. We sit down and had a wonderful conversation about her experience with motherhood in the entertainment industry and how she balanced her career and is balancing her career, I should say, with motherhood. And we also talked about some of her favorite beauty products for the holiday season. She is a gorgeous 37-year-old woman, and I am not going to lie, I stared at her skin while we were talking and I was like, how does she get that glow? Because I always feel like I never glow. Even when I was pregnant, I don't even know if I had that pregnancy glow, but I see some women out here and I'm like, what are they doing? They must have some kind of special something, you know, that they're doing that gives them that glow. So I had the chance to talk to her about her beauty secrets, her favorite beauty products, and we're going to talk a little bit about that today as well. So, wow, there's been a lot happening in my world. If you're following me over on Instagram, Twitter, or the Facebook, you know that I made the announcement this week that I won another Emmy Award for writing, and I'm so proud of that. I actually won it a few months ago, but because I couldn't go to the ceremony, they had to make it and send it to me in the mail. So now I've got it in my possession, and I had these big, grand idea that I was going to make some fabulous photo shoot out of it. Because of course my life revolves around pictures and Instagram and all of that. So I was going to get in like a gown and like do something ridiculous because now I have two Emmys and that's what you do apparently. But I didn't do that. I ran out of time and I just thought, oh my gosh, before another day goes by, let me tell the world that I won a second Emmy Award for writing and for journalism. And I finally did it. I put it up. Yay. So anyway, then the other big news that's been happening this week is for those of you who've been following along at home on motherhoodinhollywood.com, you know, I'm on sort of this wellness journey, this journey to feel better, not be so tired all the time, to just have a better sense of health. And I'm not talking about diets. I'm not talking about losing weight and, you know, exercising all the time, which is important in its own right. But I'm talking about striving to feel better mentally, emotionally, physically. And I've been asking my doctors for tests. I've been being very specific and very insistent with things that are wrong with me. Everything from bladder control problems to these attacks that I've been having with my gallbladder. And I didn't know at the time that they were gallbladder attacks, but I finally found a doctor who listened to me and listened to my symptoms and went in for a scan. And sure enough, I was having major problems with my gallbladder and gallstones. So I went in last week and I had surgery to have my gallbladder removed. And I'm now sort of in the healing process of all of that. And so far, so good. I mean, it was not an easy surgery, but it certainly wasn't like, you know, it was not like my C-section. That was a really rough surgery. But I'm going to keep updating it on motherhoodinhollywood.com, keep updating my progress, because like I said, every little thing I can do to take control of my health and take control of myself feeling better, looking better, from the inside out, from the outside in, whatever I need to do. That's what I'm going to do. I'm just exploring what works for me, you know, and if you guys want to come along the journey with me, hey, come along. I love to hear, your thoughts and what you're doing. If you're doing anything, to help yourself feel better, whether it's even just taking 10 minutes, for tea in the morning or like a, you know, 15 minute coffee break with your girlfriends, you know, whatever it might be that is helping you feel better and have that sense of overall wellness as a woman and as a mother, I would love to hear from you. Make sure you follow me over on the Twitter at Heather Brooker and on Facebook at Motherhood in Hollywood and Instagram at Motherhood in Hollywood as well. Let's see, what else has been going on, you guys? Oh, so last week was a really big week. We went to the premiere of Bad Moms Christmas, I should say. It was a lot of fun. Got to interview the cast from that. I put it up on the YouTube and also motherhoodinhollywood.com. And how many times have I said my website so far? Motherhoodinhollywood.com. Anyway, put it up on my website and just had the best time ever. Got to get dressed up. I mean, speaking of wellness, nothing makes you feel as good as putting on like a gorgeous dress and having your makeup and hair done and, you know, going out on the town. And like, it just feels instantly, I felt like my spirits were lifted and everything felt really right with the world. And so I got to go and be a reporter for the evening and interview the cast of Bad Moms Christmas. If you haven't seen that yet, it's a lot of fun. It's a good girls' night out. It's a silly movie. It's not there to like, you know, take things to the next level in your life. Like, it's not gonna be groundbreaking in any way. I mean, it's certainly got blue raunchy humor in it, which I personally love and fully appreciate. So if you want to have a good girls night out, grab your girlfriends, get some drinks, and go and see Bad Moms Christmas. It's a lot of fun. And you know, speaking of a raunchy blue sense of humor, one thing I found out in my interview with Jordana Brewster is that's something we have in common. We both actually like sort of that blue, darker sense of humor. So I was really pleasantly surprised to find that out about her as well. And for those of you who are keeping track at home, it was just announced recently that she is going to be in the next two Fast and the Furious movies that are coming out, Fast and the Furious 9 and 10, while she's also starring on CBS's Lethal Weapon. This is one busy mama. So I was very excited to sit down and talk with her about how she manages it all, how she stays on top of her game, you know, and she shared all this with me at a recent event with Pons. Now, you guys, I'm sure, are familiar with the name Pons. I'm familiar with it because when I was growing up, my great-grandmother used to use Pons cold cream to take her makeup off every night. And she would also use it as a moisturizer. So that's a brand and a company that I've been very familiar with since I was a little girl. And to hear her talk about it, now it's a big part of her life. And it was also a part of her life growing up as well. Isn't it lovely? Like, there's just these things that you could talk about and bond about as women that have that nostalgic feeling, like it's something your mom did or a friend's mom did, you know, and it's like there are little things like that that bond us together. And so before I get too mushy going down memory lane here, I want to share this interview with Jordana Brewster. We just went trick-or-treating last night and she wanted to be a cat because she's obsessed with all things cats.
And do you have a cat?
We do.
Okay, good.
Wouldn't that be weird if we didn't? Yeah. It would be like, why do you like cats so much? Did you do anything fun for Halloween? Mm-hmm.
We went, I kind of did a doubleheader. I went trick-or-treating at the Brentwood Country Mart, mm-hmm. which was super cute. And then we also went to this area where they like close down the streets and have haunted houses, and it was really fun.
Oh, fun. What has that been like for you? Did you kind of like become a mom and go, oh my gosh, I have to slow my career down. I have to like rearrange some things. Like, what's been the big change there?
I've always been a juggler, and I feel like part of, you know, juggling is kind of what keeps me sane. Like when I started out at 15, and so I was going to high school and working. And then I was going to college and working. Like, I'd shoot a movie over the summer, or I'd shoot a movie over spring break. So similarly, I like having my family life keep me sane and then go to work. It's not like the priority. Work's not like the end-all be-all, which I think is really important and healthy.
Yeah. You have been a part of one of the biggest movie franchises in the last like decade. Mm-hmm. What has that been like for you in terms of your career? Has it just been overwhelming? You know, tell me about that.
Gosh, I wouldn't say overwhelming. I think it afforded me the luxury of being able to take time off. Like, I'm so lucky that I'm 37 now, and I started off when I was 15, and I'm still working, you know, and part of that's due to Fast and Furious. Like, We shot Fast and Furious when I was, I think, my sophomore year of college. And I think that the success of the franchise and then the fact that Justin Lin brought it back in 4 reinvigorated my career. And so I'm so grateful to him for that, because it was like, okay, like that recognition and that that level of box office then allows me to make smaller movies or allows me to be on TV. And it's just a great thing to be able to reach that many people.
Yeah, I was gonna ask, so what's your dream situation in terms of like a job? Because now you've got your 2 kids, you've been in one of these huge action movies. Like, yeah. What is next? Like, what's the dream scenario?
You know, I love playing Cahill on Lethal Weapon. It's really fun. I'd also love to try my hand at comedy, but like dark comedy.
What do you mean?
Like, I'm a huge fan of Better Things, Pamela Adlon's show.
Oh my God,
show.
I love
it's
that
so
show.
Good.
I tell everybody, especially if you're a mom in LA, yeah. If you're not watching this show, you're missing out
because it's so great.
Because
it's also so honest.
Yes.
And so I want humor, but like honest humor. You know, I want to show a little more humanity. I feel like I spent a lot of my career portraying these sort of idealized versions of women. Mm-hmm. And I think you're not really doing a service to women by doing that.
Yeah.
So I'd like to do something like Better Things. I think that'd be fun.
I love that you said that dark comedy, so it's not just like a bunch of wackadoodle, you know?
No,
like,
I couldn't do that if I tried.
You don't feel like that's
your thing? I wish I could.
Do you have a good sense of humor? Do you think?
I do. I have a very, very... dirty and dark sense of humor.
I love that.
Not, and dry. So not everyone gets it, but if you do, we're on the same wavelength.
I'm the same way. I find a lot of things that are a little blue and maybe inappropriate. Some people would think is inappropriate. Those are really funny to me, which I know
totally.
Is terrible to admit, but I'm like, people who know me know my sense of humor is totally like that. Very blue. So, I would love to talk about what you're doing here with Pons today. Tell me about that.
Well, this is my 3rd year as an ambassador for Pons, which is awesome. And it just makes a lot of sense because it's a company that, like, I remember seeing Pons on my mom's shelf in the bathroom, and she would use Rejuvenesce and she would use cold cream. And so then when I started washing my face when I was like 15 and, you know, going out a little bit more, and mom was like, you have to, you know, wash your makeup off or your skin's going to pay the price. I was like, okay. Then I started using Pond. So when they came to us, it was just a collaboration that was extremely organic. And I love that they're innovative. You know, they're coming out with new products like the towelettes, which are awesome, especially as moms that are juggling. You want to be able to take your makeup off in the car or to take sweat off after a workout.
Mm-hmm.
So I love that they're innovating as well.
Now, a lot of questions that I get are in terms of whenever they know I'm going to interview a celebrity mom. They want to know about fashion, what you're wearing, and they want to know about beauty routines.
Mm-hmm.
So no one ever asks me what I'm wearing. No. But I would love to know, like, what are some of your favorite beauty tips? Like, because you have such wonderful skin.
Thank you.
And you don't look a day over 23, 24. I'm not going to lie. Like, you look very youthful. So how can we bottle that up and share it with the world?
I work out every morning, and I think that helps keep things flowing.
Mm-hmm. What kind of workout do you do? Are you mostly
running? Cardio. I love cardio. Running. Mm-hmm. I love doing weights. Like, mm-hmm. So I'm kind of old school that way. I also love going to group classes. I think they're really fun. Like,
there's
Body
so
by
many
Simone
in LA too.
Or Tracy Anderson. Like,
it
it's just like listening to really good music and dancing with a bunch of people is just fun. I do that instead of going to the club now in my mommy life. But beauty tips, I mean, I have become kind of addicted to fake eyelashes. I think I feel kind of naked if I'm not wearing them.
If I'm
going to a party. Uh-huh. Yeah, they just like brighten the eye and just make things pop.
Mm-hmm.
And a really good like self-tanner that I love is it's called Chocolate Sun, I think, and it's all natural.
Oh, okay.
And that keeps you glowy throughout the year, which is really good.
Yeah.
And again, just maintenance and taking good care of your skin year round. Which is just,
do you do a lot of like water and juices and things like that? Like,
I don't
external...
believe in juices.
You don't believe in juices?
I do not. I believe in fiber. So if I'm gonna like I'll blend mm-hmm. so that I have fiber, but I feel like drinking your calories, like why? I'd rather right. eat. I'd rather eat an apple than drink apple juice.
Right, right.
But I like chlorophyll juice or aloe vera or like, you know, supplements, but I kind of think, I don't know, I think juicing's hype.
There's a big, I guess, understanding or, you know, kind of assumption in Hollywood that a lot of women feel pressure to look younger, mm-hmm. to appear always looking younger and be on the latest trends and that sort of thing. Has that been your experience? Have you ever felt pressure to make yourself look younger or dress younger to sort of appeal to those 20-somethings?
I have not. I felt pressure to look perfect or pretty or, you know, I felt as I get a little bit older, I'm a little more concerned and aware of things like lighting, things that I never thought twice about early on. I'm like, wait a second, I don't want this overhead lighting. I want...
If only we could have someone walking around with a gorgeous 100%. Light for us all the time.
Totally.
It's so important.
And like the DP on a show I'm working on is usually my best friend because they're so important. Mm-hmm. And I'm a little more concerned about makeup and what looks flattering and what doesn't. So you just become more self-aware. But I think there's nothing more sad than I think there's something undignified about trying to look super young. So I actually would rather not try to look like I'm in my 20s because I think Selena Gomez is doing a great job of that,
right.
you know? Or
right.
like, or I just, why, you know? So I like women like, you know, that are a little more timeless and elegant. Like, I love the way Gwyneth Paltrow dresses. Mm-hmm. I love...
Cate Blanchett is a great example.
Yeah,
I look at her and I'm like,
timeless
oh my
and
gosh,
elegant,
gorgeous, yeah.
But just not trying too hard, because there's
right.
nothing worse than trying too hard.
Yeah. I would love to know, first of all, any favorite products you have from the Pond's line. I know they've put a couple here for you.
I
we
love
could talk about those.
These are actually not Pond's. These are some of my favorite products.
Oh, okay, great.
So Josie Moran, this is her color stick. And what I love about color sticks is like, you just, you know, it's so user friendly. You can just like put it on in the car, mm-hmm. and then you have like you feel glowy, and you've got your blush. And I love Hourglass's mascara, and I also love Charlotte Tilbury. This is for eyebrows, and because I think eyebrows just I like a bushy eyebrow, but I also like it to look coiffed. You know,
yeah,
it
yeah.
frames your face really well.
Overheard at the beauty bar. I
yes.
like a bushy eyebrow.
I do. I always have. And then this is Hourglass as well, and it's a highlighter. And I love applying highlighter right on my cheekbone and also right under my eyebrow, the arch of my eyebrow.
I think it's. I love what you said about feeling. Confident in yourself, you know, and not feeling the pressures to look younger and that sort of thing. There's a lot happening right now in Hollywood that's very empowering for women. I feel like women more now than ever before are standing up and saying, I am a person in this business. I have thoughts and feelings and, you know, and that mm-hmm. sort of thing. I would mm-hmm. love to hear your comments on this movement that's happening right now in Hollywood in the wake of a lot of the sexual harassment and mm-hmm. Allegations and things.
Mm-hmm. Well, I think it's amazing that, again, women want to see themselves on screen, whether it's television or whether it's movies. And I think that's why the material out there has grown so much richer. Because in the past, it was like, oh, I'm going to play the girlfriend, I'm going to serve the plot. And it's boring. It's not challenging. It's boring. And I think there's now a shift, and I think Pamela Adlon's show is like a great reflection mm-hmm. of that.
Totally.
One of the best reflections of that. Or Lena Dunham with Girls, just showing, or Handmaid's Tale. I mean, there was great
so
article
good.
About the female gaze and how different it is from the male gaze, and how a sex scene from the female's perspective is completely different from the male's perspective, because mm-hmm. what women find sexy is so different. Or
yeah.
if it's subjective, and it's just what we focus on is so different from just objectifying body parts.
Right.
So I think it's just a really interesting time to be working, and I think
it is.
Yeah, I just think it's, I consider myself lucky to be working right now, because there's a shift occurring.
If you have any advice for young actors starting out, or maybe actors who are established but they are thinking about starting a family or wavering on starting a family, what would you say to them? Because a lot of the people who listen to my show are are moms or actors who are thinking about, you know, family, and they're nervous because they're afraid that maybe their career will end or there won't be as many opportunities once they have a family.
Mm-hmm. I noticed, I mean, I had the same fear, and so I put it off until I was in my 30s, because I knew that I wasn't going to be able to travel quite as much. Like, my husband gets to be on set and be on location, and I made a point of wanting to stay in Los Angeles, and I don't take television shows that are going to be in Canada or away, because I don't want to, like, relocate the boys for 6 months out of the year. So there are sacrifices that you make, but at the same time, like, I've become, this is not the reason to have kids, but I've become such a better actress because I feel things so much more deeply and the stakes are raised.
Yeah.
And now I'm not making money for me. I'm making money for them. You know, I'm supporting my family. So it just, you have such a deeper sense of purpose after having kids.
Absolutely.
Yeah.
Well, I have enjoyed talking with you.
Thank you.
This has been such a lovely experience, and I'm so excited to share this with everybody.
Awesome.
And just a reminder, you can follow me at Motherhood in Hollywood on Instagram and Facebook, as well as on Twitter at Heather Brooker. And make sure you take a moment to subscribe to my show on iTunes or Stitcher or whatever your player of choice is. And make sure you leave a review. I appreciate it so very, very much. I hope you have a wonderful week, everybody. And remember, I'm not a perfect mom, but I can play one on TV. Bye. Balls.